everyone, it's Michael. I thought I would just pop along and start a new topic. I was going to do it last week, but I thought I'd wait a few days till everything launched and everything came on. I'm thinking iOS 8 and iPhone 6. I know we probably all want one, and we'd very much like to get the bigger screen, even for easier voiceover and for those with some sight, you know, for easier vision. Well, I had a quick look at them on Saturday when I was in Manchester, and I'll tell you, the iPhone 6 Plus is massive. First thought was, how would you fit it in your pocket? I think the ladies with bags a lot easier. Gents need big pockets. For the 6, sorry, looks a little bit more manageable and in size. But yes, I think, like with most of us, we all love a 6 Plus. So what I thought was, you know, my topic sort of being, a lot of people will have upgraded in the last few days to iOS 8. I have myself had no problem doing it, and I hope everybody else who upgraded didn't have any major problems either. I've had a couple of things. I've noticed the zooms just doesn't seem to be as... it seems better in some respects, because the keyboard doesn't zoom in, so you can type and look at things larger, so that's good. But it tends to be very windowed, so you can't really see everything. It's a settings you can change, and I think it is very much might be on my setting on my iPhone 4S, because the iPad doesn't seem to have that problem. So, you know, I thought we'd just ask, you know, what things are you finding good? What things are you finding a little bit buggy? Because there's quite a few voiceover bugs in iOS 8, I was reading the other day. And I know you've got the Braille input. Has anyone tried that? How's that worked? Have you found it helpful? Is it something you would be able to use? And also things like the third-party keyboards. I've used Flexi Keyboard now. I've got that as a third-party keyboard. Has anyone else tried any others at the same time? And also gestures. I noticed it might have just been me. So again, there's bigger voiceover users than me. I noticed the triple finger swipe left and right wasn't working properly. But a double tap and hold and then a swipe to the left and right, say on the home screen or to a different screen, seems to work better. So it's really to over to you, as more, maybe more voiceover users, more Zooms users, you know, what are you finding great? What's not so great? What could they improve? But, you know, and tips and tricks. If you found something out you really like, I think now when you do go to the app switcher, the fact that your favourites are at the top of the screen rather than having to go into favourites and your recents. So that's a good little thing. You know, there's plenty of little things like that which I think are really, really good. So, yeah, it might be worth as well when you post just putting what device you're using, especially if you're having any issues. Because I know, because I'm on a 4S, and it is a little bit sluggish. If you've got a 5 or a 5C or a 5S, is that better? Are you finding no problems at all on speed and launching VoiceOver and turning on and off, things like that? So let us know. I think that's about it. Over to you guys, and let's see what you have to say. And if you are lucky enough to have actually had a... got a Fire 6, ready to get one yet, you know, let us know what you think of it and how you find that added extra space on the screen. Take care, and we'll catch you soon.